Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Ayin Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalet, Amud Aleph, on the third last line, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Meyahi, Dubmeya Omar, Dovish Yesh Ba'asiyasa Mitzvah, Potter, Dovish Yesh Ba'asheim Ba'asiyasa Mitzvah, Machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan says that in the same Mishnah in Shabbos, there were two babies. One was scheduled to have his circumcision on Shabbos, and the other one was to have it on Friday. He forgot that on Shabbos he circumcised the baby who was scheduled to have had it on Friday. In that case, he's exempt. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said that if its performance is a mitzvah, he's exempt, and if it's not a mitzvah, then it's a dispute between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Dabar She'im Ba'asiyasa Mitzvah Chayev, V'Dabar She'ish Ba'asiyasa Mitzvah Machlekes. Rabbi Shimon says that one who did an act whose performance is not a mitzvah is liable. If it's a mitzvah, it's a dispute. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Yeshua, Divrei Rabbi Meir, V'Hu She'ehei Seh Tomim uben Shana uShlamim v'Oyel Ishtanais l'Shem Pesach. Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Shua says that the statement of Rabbi Meir applies when it's an unblemished lamb, a year old, and it's a Shlamim, so it's suitable to change into a Pesach. Hashmamina Talad. Hashmamina she'ain loy kitzva v'dor she'ain dalko elachlif v'dor she'yesh v'asiyosa mitzvah. One can learn three requirements from this statement. It must be exchanged for a sacrifice that has no limit. It must be normal to change its identity, unlike a calf that's not normal to exchange with a Pesach or a Tomid, and its performance must be a mitzvah, as a shlamim is valid even if slaughtered as a Pesach. Ma islach davar she'ein lo kitzvah? What's an example of something that does not have a limit? Rabbi Yosava meimer shel nitna ha'toyra kitzvah kama psachim yitru es ha'shabbos b'chol shana. First answer is that Rabbi Yosava thought to say that all sacrifices that override Shabbos do not have a limit, as the Torah did not write how many sacrifices override Shabbos. Whenever Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh occurs on Shabbos, then they override it. Rabbi Yosi Sava, Meimah She'enat Yochel Amod Al Minyanon. And the second answer of Yosi thought to say that an example of no limit is a sacrifice that cannot be counted, such as a Pesach, where the exact number cannot be calculated in advance. Rabbi Yosi Kad Hava Mati Le'elein Tenekos Sveikos Hava Amma Yofe Le'madnu Rabbi Yomia Islach Meimah She'enat Yochel Amod Al Minyanim Ela Shaloi Nitna Hatoyu Kitzva Kam Pesachim Mitru Eza Shabbos B'chol Shana. When Rabbi Yosef reached the Mishnah in Shabbos of two babies, where Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua disagreed, he said, Rabbi Yomia taught us well. Could one say here that the acts have no limit, means the details of the two babies are known? Rather, Rabbi Yomia is correct, and the Torah did not give a limit how many Pesach offerings will override Shabbos each year. Am Rav Chista, Tivei Rabbi Shimon, Tipata Shayasham, Chabur Achas, Shaloi Shachta. Rav Chista said one can explain the words of Rabbi Shimon, who said that there's a dispute about an act that was a mitzvah, as referring to when there was one group who did not slaughter, their minds are busy with performing the mitzvah. Amr Bzeira, Milse Jabyanai Amma Bhuja Shachach Umal Es Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Bzeira says the statement of Jabyanai was when he forgot, and on Friday he circumcised a baby who was scheduled to have it done on Shabbos. Malu B'Shachris, Bzeira Omar Sava Jabyanai Potter V'Abba Machayev. The Gemara asks, if he circumcised both babies on Shabbos, the Shabbos baby circumcision was done in the morning, and the other babies, whether it was scheduled for Sunday or Friday, his circumcision was done in the afternoon. So Rabbi Yonah said that he's exempt in that case, and Rabbi Abba said that he's liable a chatas offering. But lei demila amma Rabbi Yonah, the Gemara asks again Rabbi Abba, if this is true, why did Rabbi Yonah teach a case of when he circumcised the Shabbos baby on Friday? Even if he performed it on Shabbos, he's liable. The Gemara answers, to teach a case where the babies were mixed up and he becomes liable. According to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yanai follows Rabbi Meir that whenever a person's mind is busy with a mitzvah, he is exempt. Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi Chista's statement that there was one group who did not slaughter,
follows Rabbi Shimon, who said that he forgot and circumcised the Sunday baby on Shabbos, that all agree that he's liable. Rabbi Yanai, that he forgot and circumcised the Shabbos baby on Friday, follows Rabbi Meir, as we said. Meshivin ben Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon. The question is, if so, what's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, both require him to have his mind busy with a mitzvah? Shechan Pluga ben Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Bashir. The answer is, that they disagree over many things, such as something that has a limit and something that its identity is not usually changed. Elaine, Tenekus, Fekos, Ma'at, Abidlan, Kadosh Yosh Lekitsa, Kadosh Ein Lekitsa. You might ask one who has two babies to circumcise, are they viewed as something that does or does not have a limit? Intabdinun, Kadosh Ein Lekitsa, Afila Ein Sham Tenek Acher, Amor. Intabdinun, Kadosh Yosh Lekitsa, If you view it as something that does not have a limit, even if he circumcised the Shabbos baby on Friday, he's exempt. If you view it as something that does have a limit, there must be another baby that needs circumcision in order that he be considered busy with the mitzvah. Without that, he will be liable. If Chami, Hiktim, Zmanoi, Potter, Ichet, Zmanoi, Chayev. The Gemara asks, according to Yeshua of Mishnah and Shabbos, if he circumcised the Sunday baby on Shabbos, even though he has not done a mitzvah, he's exempt. If he circumcised the Friday baby on Sunday, when he has done a mitzvah, why do all agree that he's liable? Huna, Ama, Machalva, Hi, Masnisa, Tatani, Rabbi Shimon, Lo Nechlak, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Al, Mishahaya, Loi, Lamul Achbacha Shabbos, Molo Bashabbos, Shuchayev. Ama Nechlaku, Al Mishahaya, Loi, Lamul Be'er Shabbos, Molo Bashabbos, Shuvi Lezer, Nachayev, Hatas, Rabbi Shua, Waiter. Huna answers that the text of the Mishnah must be switched. As Rabbi Shimon taught, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi should agree over a person who should have circumcised on Sunday and performed it on Shabbos, that he's liable. They only disagree over a person who should have circumcised on Friday and performed it on Shabbos, where Rabbi Lezer said that he's liable, and Rabbi Shua said that he's exempt. Am Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun, min kushay makshila, Rabbi Yanai, lu shishachach omal es shal Shabbos b'er Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun said that this strong question that caused the text to be switched was also a question for Rabbi Yanai, and answered that the first case was the person had already circumcised the Shabbos baby on Friday. Therefore, there was no baby to circumcise on Shabbos, and all agree that he's liable. Rav Ada bar Achva, Ama zu divrei Meir Rav Shimon, ala divrei Rav Yosi, afilu davar she'inai b'asiyas mitzvah, ha'yo v'toye bai v'shem mitzvah pata. Rav Ada bar Achva said that these are the words of Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. However, Rav Yosi says that even if it was an act that was not a mitzvah, since he mistakenly thought that it was a mitzvah, he's exempt. Hiru she'inai choyze ala avsisin ha'ma'akrenes ha'mila. If he removed his hand upon completion of the circumcision, he may only return to remove strips of skin that are crucial to the successful performance of the circumcision. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yosef, Afilu Pirush V'Chaza, Al-Sitzin She'ein, Ma'akvim Es Amila. Rabbi Yochanan says that according to Rabbi Yosi, he may even return to remove strips of skin that are not crucial. Eden Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara asked to which statement of Yosi is he referring. Ahi Tataninan, Rabbi Yosi, Oimer, Yomtes, HaRishon, Chochad, Chochali Yis B'Shabbos, Shachach Mahitzi Zalulov Burushus Arabim, Potter Bebleish Haitzioi Burushus. The answer from the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yosi says that his first day of Sukkot occurred on Shabbos and he forgot and took his Lulav out into the public domain, he is exempt if he took it out with permission. After Sakin, Shamila came. The Gemara asked if this also applied to a circumcision knife after the circumcision. After Matzah came, and does it apply to Matzah if it is a larger quantity than is required for the mitzvah? And the Gemara answers, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan about Rabbi Yosi says that he may even return to remove strips of skin that are not crucial. This proves that this would also apply to circumcision and to matzah.